this from Nell. And I'm going to tell you something. Nell could be a listener with more loyalty than my wife and my mother and my call screamer, Mary. Nell writes from, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Wrocław, Poland, as in Europe, Poland. Dear Dr. Ray, on your program, you often suggest that parents make children write sentences when they misbehave. I am sure this is a good idea because when I was a child and I slammed a door, my mother would make me come back and close it again quietly 5 or 10 times. I just make my kids rebuild the door. But Nell's parents were a little bit permissive. That really burnt me up, but I learned not to slam doors. So I know that the tedium of writing sentences over and over would probably be a good way to make a child stop doing something bad. What I want to know is whether the content of the sentences themselves matters. For example, if mother says, "Don't bounce on the couch," and Johnny goes on bouncing on the couch, does it matter if she makes him write, "I will obey my mother's commands," or "I will not bounce on the couch"? If he writes, "I will obey my mother's commands," will that make him obedient whenever she tells him to do something and not just singularly obedient about bouncing on the couch? Now, that is a good point. Do we want to brainwash in a narrow direction or in a broad direction? For example, maybe she'll make him write, "I will not only obey my mother, but I will obey my father, and I will be happy at all times in my life forever." You know, hey, there you go. There's an idea. And she says, what if the parents are a bit more ambitious? Suppose mom and dad hope that little Johnny will grow up to be a Catholic shrink. I don't know of too many people now who think that, but we will humor you. Will it help his chances if every time he misbehaves, they make him write, "I must diminish and Christ must increase"? Ooh, good point. I think that line's been used. She says, and then she included a cartoon, a very cute cartoon. It says, it has a man looking very Greek in his toga, and he's cross, and he's got his arms folded, and it says, "Aristotle while teaching the young Alexander," and it has an unhappy-looking 13, 14-year-old kid writing, scratching into a large stone monolith, "I must carve out a huge empire. I must carve out a huge empire. I must carve out a huge empire." And one more thing, Nell says, I think this is the guts of the letter. I actually have a more urgent question, and since you are responsible for the problem, I hope you can help with it. I do not live in the United States, so I listen to your archived programs on the Catholic Answers website. This allows me to listen whenever I want to. Recently, I missed several shows, so I decided to have a Dr. Ray Fest. I'm glad you didn't say Dr. Ray Fester. While doing some housework and listening to several of your shows back to back. Now, I'll tell you what, your IQ, you could have been doing nuclear physics. After I listened to about 2.5 hours of your shows, I began to feel a tightness all around my head. After another half an hour, I was having trouble lifting my head. I felt like I was going to topple forward all the time. A half an hour later, I could barely see. I dragged myself to a mirror, and I was shocked. My head had swollen up to about 4 times its normal size. My eyes were slits. My frontal lobes were sticking out like doorknobs. I quickly realized the problem. By listening to you, my brain cells had begun multiplying at an astronomic rate, causing my brain to grow, hence the enormous swelling of my head. I immediately switched to an archive program, another well-known psychologist, and after listening to her for a couple of hours, my head began to shrink back to normal. I really think that there needs to be a dosage warning on the "Doctor is in" section of the Catholic Answers website. Do not exceed one program in any 24-hour period. Mary, get Jimmy Akin onto that. And then she says, I have one final problem. With all my rapid brain growth followed by rapid shrinking, I now look like one of those Shar-Pei dogs. People stare at me on the street. My self-esteem has been ruined. I cannot afford plastic surgery, and I am tired of having to pull my scalp back in a ponytail. She says, I don't know if she's teasing about this. She says, from time to time, you mention a colleague of yours, Dr. Springer. I have lived out of the United States for 11 years now, so I have never heard of him before you recommended him on your show. It sounds like my problem is just the sort of thing that he specializes in. On your next program, could you mention how I could get in touch with him? Nell? I'll tell you, Nell, keep writing. Good stuff.